So where does your age, what year do you cut off in your book?
That's been a hard year to cut off. Originally, we decided, well, we'll just concentrate on the strip era and figure that was dead about 75, 76. And so we'd arbitrarily put that. But then we found so much of it bleeds over into starting the Little Five Points neighborhood. When the I-485 was coming through.
Mary Davis.
Yeah, everyone had to flee because the rents were going up, the houses were being torn down. So people started looking for places to make a stand. And it became Inman Park, and so it's kind of extended over into there.
Busing hit.
Yes.
Remember that?
Uh-huh.
That was huge in our neighborhood because they paired, what's the name of that? My youngest was involved with that. They paired Morningside with the elementary school just west of Boulevard. I'll think of it in a second.
Yeah, I taught at Parks Middle School a couple years.
Where was Parks?
University Avenue down 75 South.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was the raggedy neighborhood of Atlanta. I thought, great.
I lived there from 53 to 58. When
where?
Off of University, Mayland where? Circle.
Really?
Because I worked at the airport.
Wow.
So, Stewart Avenue was a straight shot.
Yeah. Wow, that was cutting edge.
it was in the garage apartment where I shared with three other girls. Oh. It's still there.
Wow.
A little rattier looking, but...
But
so you said you're going to cap it at 75?
Well, that was what the original plan, but we've started on... I guess it'll almost be a new project about the history, Little Five Points and everything, because we had everybody seem to want to start telling us the stories of that area and how it
and what year?
For Little Five? Is that what you're...
75, 76.
Because that's when we set it up for distribution.
74 was when I-485 really got canceled. And so people started thinking, maybe you can move in. Just had the Presidential Parkway, Stone Mountain, were left to deal with, because their original plan had been to turn Atlanta into an asterisk of toll roads going everywhere, and when they lost 485, that was going to be the linchpin, and so all they've got is part of one, the North Atlanta toll road.
And I've lived in Morningside since 63, and there isn't an easy access to an expressway.
Right.
No,
That's always a problem.
Yeah.
You always figured that's the trade-off. We either were an off-ramp, had the whole neighborhood become an off-ramp, or we have to drive a little bit to get on the expressway.
Right.
I think my feelings, too, is that the time that it was really fun before, it's so funny, as you gather information, it's like every chapter in my little head, I mean, Pat's the writer, but every chapter that ends up with, and then the junkies showed up, you know, it's just like some bad drug came in and took away the hope and the optimism. But I guess it's the optimistic, joyous spirit of life that just entered, and the carnival that it was. I just love that whole thought.
It always had character. I remember, I don't remember the year, Chick would know because he was our distribution manager. There's only four